Welcome to the Project Zion podcast. This podcast explores the unique spiritual and theological gifts Community of Christ offers for today's world.
Welcome to Coffee to Go, where we are centering ourselves in the seasons and holy days and scriptures of the Christian tradition. I'm Karen Peter, and I'm here with Blake Smith. We are your hosts, and we welcome you on this journey. So when we look at where we are this week, we have some extra episodes this week because this is Holy Week. And so our last episode was Palm Sunday, but today's episode is actually Maundy Thursday. So hopefully you're hearing this on Thursday of Holy Week. And Maundy Thursday is the day that we are with Jesus and his disciples or his followers, and they're having dinner. And sometimes we forget that the dinner they're having is the Passover meal, that this is a religious holiday, a religious tradition, a religious gathering that has all kinds of traditions with it. And being Jews, Jesus and his disciples are observing Passover and having dinner together. Now, it's called Maundy Thursday. Maundy, M-A-U-N-D-Y, is from the Latin word that is to mandate. And the mandate in this particular lectionary scripture for Maundy Thursday is the commandment, the mandate or commandment that Jesus gives in this particular scripture. And we forget that there was a mandate given for Christians. And the mandate is to love one another. So at this meal, the disciples are eating dinner together. Jesus teaches a lesson in discipleship by washing the feet of the disciples. And that's why a basin and a pitcher, or a bowl and a pitcher, or a bowl and a towel are often used as symbols for the holy day of Maundy Thursday. So we're going to hear that scripture, and all of that will make sense as Blake reads the story of where we are with Jesus this week.
All right. Our scripture is from John chapter 13, and we're going to begin with the third verse, and we'll leave out a few verses in between, but basically 3 through 35. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" And Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." And Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean, and you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason, he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Very truly, I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them." When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I have said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." I relate to Peter in this. They've given up everything to follow this guy. They believe him to be all that he says he is. They've witnessed. And here he is kneeling at their feet, wanting to wash their feet. And I'm like, oh, no, you shouldn't wash my feet. I should be washing yours. Very, very humbling.
It goes with those scriptures where Jesus talks about the first being last and the last being first. And it's not about cleanliness. It's not about righteousness. It's not about any of that. It's all about humility. And we forget that sometimes with some of the popular Christian dialogue that's out in the world today that's not humble at all, that doesn't demonstrate humility and compassion and service, but rather talks about privilege and power. And we have to ground ourselves in these scriptures, in these stories, and walk with Jesus and realize that Jesus was about humility and also radical hospitality, that the washing of feet was an act of hospitality. That was what your servants would do to your guests. And so Jesus is taking on the role of servant at the expense of pride and ego. And we have a hard time giving that up, putting the other person's well-being first and foremost and putting ourselves last. And I would think that'd be a hard lesson for these disciples, because in the Gospels, we learned that they argued with each other on who was most important, who was going to, you know, get the best seat at the dinner. And they even had their mother go and lobby on their behalf to see who was most important and who was going to get the best seat. And I think about that. And I think about that's human, right? That we want to try to position ourselves in a place of status or that kind of thing. And Jesus is just the opposite. So when we talk about how is this relevant today, to me, that's the top thing, is that we have a hard time putting ourselves, our own ego and our own agendas to the side and our old need for control to the side and thinking about the welfare of others first and focusing on humility. It's tough. So if you have a hard time with that, join the club, because I have a hard time with that too. And so for Maundy Thursday, it's a good lesson to remember the washing of feet and the mandate, the commandment, not the suggestion, to love one another.
So, yeah, that humility and radical hospitality is such a difficult thing. Many times as we've gone through these scriptures, the countercultural nature, it goes against everything we're taught. So we get to a point like this and we say, how can I experience this week? We do that with the coffee to go every week. And so when we think about how we might experience this radical hospitality, be a part of that, be a part of the humility, putting other people first. One thing that we might do would be to invite someone to a meal, or maybe out for coffee or a cup of tea. I realize over the last year when I've had coffee time that people say, well, what if you don't drink coffee? So maybe a cup of tea. And think about ways to share radical hospitality above the norm with the person. What are some things that you might do that are just radical hospitality? What do you know about the person that might make them feel that much more special in the moment? Maybe you could offer to do a chore for someone in your family, your household, or neighborhood this week. Depending on where you are, maybe there are leaves to be raked or trash to be taken out, or sometimes the simplest things for our neighbors, rolling their garbage cans back up to the house on garbage day, little things like that. Another thing we might do is meditate on the phrase, love one another. Print it out on a piece of paper and place it where you get ready in the morning, so you see it every day. Maybe tape it to your coffee cup cabinet, so when you go to reach for that coffee cup or teacup.
I'm not really coherent enough in the morning, Blake, to do that. So I might have to have it somewhere where I see it after I've had the coffee.
Okay. All right. So the coffee cabinet is a little too early. Okay. Yes. So when you know you're going to be coherent, find a place that'll remind you. Maybe it's on the dash of your car that you move, you don't look at while you're driving, but that reminds you to meditate and to live with this phrase, love one another. And then repeat it during your commute or before bed or on your break or maybe in that moment during the day when you are just stressed and you want to rage at a coworker or something like that, to think about love one another. And finally, there's a hymn number 187, Soften My Heart, Lord. And maybe if you have those words to meditate on, you know, soften my heart, Lord, set me apart from all indifference and just centering yourself in the presence of God's Spirit. I think for me, that helps to see Christ in others and then to love them.
Those are great ideas for this week. And if you're a Project Zion podcast listener, at different times we've recommended hymns. If you don't have a Community of Christ Sings hymnal, you can get one at Herald House on the website. And it's a really terrific thing to have for devotions, for meditations, even if you're not musical. The words to the hymns are just really a wonderful expression of our faith and our identity and our beliefs in Community of Christ. So, Blake, do we have some questions that we can live with this week?
So some things that I would consider this week maybe would be, when have I put aside my ego or pride to place someone else's comfort above my own? I might want something really bad and I don't want to give it up, but when am I willing to let that go? When do I set my ego aside and allow someone else's comfort to be placed above my own? What acts of service or welcome can I seek out this week to offer radical hospitality to someone? Again, some of those acts of service that we talked about, to think about that. And finally, have I truly accepted the commandment, the mandate, as you put it, on Maundy Thursday, to love one another? Easy words to say, a little bit harder to live out. We've got to be intentional about it.
Absolutely.
So I think we're ready for our blessing for today. Gracious God, as disciples of Jesus, may we experience dignity in service. May we seek humility instead of power. And may the mandate of love soften our hearts. We're glad you joined us this week. Today, especially Maundy Thursday, we have several special episodes coming up in the next couple of days as we continue to travel through Holy Week. We hope you'll join us for that. But we always invite you to join us here at Coffee to Go for the next part of our journey through the liturgical seasons and the holy days of the Christian tradition.
Thanks for listening to Project Zion Podcast. Project Zion Podcast is a ministry of Community of Christ. The views and opinions expressed in this episode are of those speaking and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Community of Christ. The music has been graciously provided by Dave Hines.